Hi, this is Jackie. Welcome to the Let's Talk Tefl podcast. And joining me is Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey Jackie, how are you?
So I am not great. I had some water leaking into my condo from the floor above me. So anyway, I'm living in like a little bit of industrial fans and dehumidifiers and open ceilings and all kinds of things like that. So I apologize for the poor sound quality. I could turn off a few of the things, but you maybe just heard that in the background, but I couldn't turn off all the things. So yeah, please come back next time and I promise the sound quality will be better.
Yes. In the previous podcast, I had what I believe was tennis shoes being washed about 3 feet from my microphone. That seems to have stopped. And I'm just going to say a little prayer to the sound gods that that's it. There's been construction going on all around me for like the past 2 weeks. And so, yeah, somebody washing their tennis shoes right next to me while I'm trying to get work done. I feel like it's just a little cherry on the top.
It's not
But
ideal. Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
can we hold out for a couple weeks to do a podcast until all of my craziness is over? However, we wanted to do a New Year's games and activities. So it had to happen now to get it out in a timely fashion. So let's jump into it, Jen. So
Yes.
New Year's games and activities. What's your first idea that you have?
Okay, well, first of all, I know that some people are like, New Year's, we're not even in school then. And to you, I say, well, aren't you lucky?
Yes, you
Because
are.
in Korea, you very much will be in school. New Year's Day is a holiday, but that is it. One of my activities is to pick five verbs and have students either write or discuss or both. And so they'll make five sentences that all start with, in the new year, I want to, and then sort of fill in the blank. And it has to go with those five verbs. And obviously, you can be more creative if your students are more high level, or if they're older and have a bit more autonomy in their lives. And if they're younger, take that into account when you're picking your five verbs. But yeah, that's a pretty easy, low-key activity as the kids are kind of dragging their way to the end of the year. And,
It is simple. It is simple and
yes.
low effort. You know, if holidays are like kind of, they've had some time off for Christmas or like the New Year's Day is coming the next day. It's just kind of a low effort, but kind of like interesting and fun to see what students say in response to those kind of starters, I guess.
Yeah. And how
All
about
right.
you,
And
Jackie?
well, I'll just point out one thing first, like that just from the first thing that you said is that just because students may have a little bit of time off, maybe they have New Year's Eve off or New Year's Day off, it doesn't mean that you can't do this activity, say like on the 27th or 28th, 29th of December or something like that, or you can do it on January 2nd. I don't know, like any of these. Yeah, so like it doesn't
Yeah.
have to be on the exact day. You will have opportunities sometime at end of December and early January to kind of talk about New Year's and resolutions and all that and making predictions and that kind of stuff. So I sometimes think the students can maybe get a little bit tired about talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are kind of the two big holidays that North Americans at least would be all about teaching and talking about. And New Year's is kind of this overlooked opportunity to kind of just have some fun and teach some new vocabulary to students. And yeah, so I like to talk about that in my classes for sure. So my activity is just a minute. So this is kind of like a Toastmasters warm-up style. So you get a topic and then you have to talk about it for 1 minute without stopping. So in this case, I would choose the topic, maybe New Year's resolutions. So depending on the level of or New Year's resolutions or like plans for the upcoming year or something like that, depending on the level of students, I would give students maybe like a little bit of, I call it thinking time. So I don't really let students write down things because I don't want them just reading from a piece of paper. I actually want them speaking, but I would just say, okay, like think of the first thing you want to talk about and maybe the second point you want to make and the third point. So I'd give them a minute or two. Maybe they can look up a word in their dictionary if they don't know what it is. And then I put students into groups of four. And the first person, number one, will go and I say, okay, ready, go. And I'll have a timer on the board or whatever. And that person's challenge is to talk for the entire minute without stopping. And then the other people in their group, the other students, are listening. And then they each have to ask one follow-up question when the minute is up. And then once that's done, then the second person talks for a minute. And then the follow-up questions, and you just keep going until the third and fourth students have completed the task. So yes, it's kind of a fun speaking activity. And I like it because it's interactive. And requiring students to ask a follow-up question gives students a reason to listen. Otherwise, they have no point in listening. They're just thinking about their own thing they have going on. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Jen, yeah. How about you? What's your next one?
Mine is a variation on my resolutions one. So rather than focus on the year to come, so future tense, basically the same activity, but past tense. This year I blanked, and you give them five verbs and they tell something that goes with those verbs that they did over the previous year. And an alternative is rather than have them either write or say five sentences, so they can pick one and they can write three to five sentences about it. And or they can use it for a 3-2-1 activity, which is so like in pair work, they would spend 3 minutes talking about something and then change pairs and then tell the same information in 2 minutes and then change to another person and then tell the same information in 1 minute. So that's obviously a bit more of an advanced activity where they're trying to distill down to the important part rather than just like saying everything they know and blabbering on. The opposite of that is a 1-2-3 activity, which is kind of a follow-on of Jackie's just a minute activity, where the first person they talk to, they try to talk for 1 minute. And then the next person they talk to, they want to tell all of that information, but they want to add another minute worth of detail. And then the third person, they want to talk with the same stuff, but then provide 3 minutes. And that generally gets off topic, not going to lie, because talking for 3 minutes about something is
a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, you feel like 3 minutes, that's nothing. But once you actually sit down with a stopwatch and you're like, okay, for 3 minutes, tell me about your summer vacation. That's a really long time.
I might have a hard time. I feel like I would just, yeah. So that is challenging for sure, I think.
Yeah. So I'll be quite honest that the real thing that I want them to do, if I'm doing a 1-2-3 where they're trying to build up to it, is I just want them to talk for 3 minutes, like as a conversation, like have another person actively listening for 3 minutes. And so that's more of the target than the actual stated objective of telling one activity that they did over the previous year.
I like that for sure. Okay, so my next one that I have is kind of just a simple task-based activity. So I would put students into groups of maybe like two or three or four, and I call it New Year's Around the World. So students can, like, each group can pick a country that they want to talk about, and then they can do a bit of research about traditions and what happens on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day in that country. And they can make a little poster, they can do a presentation, they can make a PowerPoint slide about it. So it depends how long you want to, like, take for this activity, but it could be an entire class. It could be like a kind of a little homework assignment. It could be over two classes. So one class for like research and making the poster, the second class for presentations, that kind of thing. So it's quite fun and I really enjoyed it. I think students enjoy it too, because there are some interesting kind of New Year's traditions around the world. Just the key is making sure the students all pick different countries. So I would kind of publicly get students to choose their country and kind of just, or assign countries or whatever, just kind of before we get started, so people don't go down the path of, you know, four groups are doing Canada and then they've already spent half an hour on it before I notice that or whatever. So yeah, that's just a little tip to like get help students organize the different countries.
Yeah, that's a fun activity. Anything where they can have the opportunity to like make a visual aid and then present about it is a pretty good activity.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while. I don't love to do it all the time, but I like to like do some task-based activities like every month or two and kind of dedicate a class to it. And it's just kind of something different. And it's not the usual like presentation, practice, production kind of thing that you see in textbooks all the time. So it's just kind of mixes it up. And yeah, this is a nice topic that students are genuinely interested in most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yes, that's the key, something the students are interested in, and really, yes. Really the key for task-based activities. All right, Jen, so what is your next idea?
My final one is practicing am going to, like I am going to do something, and with using the 5 W's and H. So basically, you could have them do like a little six sentence paragraph. So a little bit of a higher activity if it's writing, but if it's speaking, they learn, you know, the 5 W's in H pretty early on. So it's just a good activity that you can, again, start with a fairly low level of student and adapt upward pretty high. Mm. And also minimal teacher prep. Because yes, let's face exactly. it, at the end of the year, we're all kind of brain dead ourselves.
We're weary. Yes, it is so true. So true. All right. And the last one that I have is making some predictions for the upcoming year. So it can kind of be related to whatever, like sports, who's going to win the Super Bowl, can be politics, if there's some elections coming up. It could be like who will get the highest score in English in that class or just whatever. So it kind of just depends on like or like what movie will be the most popular. So it kind of depends on like the age and the level and the context where you're teaching, but just so I'd put up kind of like who will win the Super Bowl this year if students know about that, and they can make some predictions, talk about the predictions, share their predictions with a partner or a small group. And I'm not going to give a ton of detail on this. You kind of have to like adapt it to your situation, but making predictions is some language that students don't necessarily know, and it's not something they really would have a lot of experience with in the textbooks and that kind of thing. So it's kind of just an interesting kind of new thing for most students and a new kind of topic. And so I enjoy it, and I like hearing what students have to say about that, for sure, all the things.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Anything obviously that gets them talking and something where they have to predict about the future, giving their own opinions about, especially if it's something that's not too personal, like who's going to go to the World Cup or, mm-hmm. you know, the Super Bowl or whatever, like those kind of things. They have an easier time, I find, expressing their opinions mm-hmm. openly and loud and proud rather than, you know, anything that feels a little bit personal to them. Because then they kind of have to worry about, is this the right answer? Is this the cool thing to say?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you can talk about past predictions like Nostradamus or Damus or whatever, that guy who did all the predictions, and some of them came true, some of them didn't come true. So you can kind of like have a little interesting discussion about that and whether people believe in predictions and prophecies and kind of, so that's a little bit, you have to be a little bit careful depending on the situation, but that can be an interesting discussion for higher level students as well.
Yeah. Again, you may have to like think about the culture of where you are. It's like even like in the Bible Belt, I wouldn't necessarily do that.
Canada, it's all good. But yeah, some places, maybe not so much. Okay, so you could also check out my book, 63 ESL Holiday Games and Activities. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. You can find it on Amazon. And I'll also put a link to my blog article about New Year's activities. There are way more ideas kind of for New Year's lessons. And you can find all the podcast info at eslactivity.org/podcast. And Jennifer, where can we find you?
This podcast. I also have a YouTube channel, Teach, Travel, Learn, and you can find me there.
Perfect. Okay, that sounds good. And thanks for listening. And again, I apologize for the poor sound quality. Everyone, please come back and don't unsubscribe. And Speaking of that, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, leave us a review, hit like, or whatever you do on all those podcast platforms. And we would really appreciate it. Okay, until next time. Bye, everybody.
Happy New Year.